Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Brethren, Zionism and anti-Zionism are something that every believer really must understand in these last days of strong delusion. The fact that anti-Semitism is now raging in Western Europe is undeniable. Russian anti-Semitism under Stalin and German anti-Semitism under Hitler had systematic government-imposed discrimination against Jews. Jews today who are in America or any other country in the diaspora who could legally make Aliyah today and don't may pay dearly for their failure to do as God had commanded them in this time to return to the land. Gentiles today would have to perjure themselves or commit fraud. But we know that one day soon, that whole nation is going to be saved in a day. They will look upon him whom we have all pierced and mourn for him. But the anti-Semitism that is now raging in Western Europe has been given lip service only. Lip service condemnation by the governments. And this makes the Jew hatred now raging in Western Europe even more disturbing. It shatters the illusion that democratic governments are an answer to Jew hatred. The idea that a Jewish state could be an answer is quickly being shattered. Anti-Semitism did not stop with the founding of the State of Israel. A very rapidly increasing number of people today, including some Jews, are convinced that anti-Semitism will end only with the disappearance of the Jewish state. Sometimes I wonder if anyone does care what God says about that. And we need to know what God says about it. And so what I'm going to do is try to take it from the basics through Zionism and anti-Zionism. But God has spoken very clearly on the subject. God has given very dramatic proof and mountains of hard physical evidence that he means what he said about this subject. The reality is that Jew hatred or Jew blaming is proof of enmity of any man for God. God said so. Believe it or go to hell. It really is that simple. And regardless of whatever any Jew hating or Jew blaming man believes or thinks, the fact is that he does not know God. Of course, he thinks he does. However, the truth is that God is God. The God that the Jew hater or Jew blame shifter knows, even if he calls him Jesus Christ, is not the real Jesus Christ. The God he knows is a God of his own vain imagination who will, in the long run, do him no more good than faith in Harvey, the 6-foot invisible rabbit. The people of this world simply are at enmity with the truth. The one who is the truth personified remains rejected. His message is either not heard, rejected, perverted, or denied. The people of this world, with very, very few exceptions, maintain enmity for the one who is their creator, redeemer, judge, king, and indeed the only true God. the truth revealed more and more fully over the history of history is that God would and did appear from the lineage of his friend Abraham, that he whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, would be manifest or born in Bethlehem of the house and lineage of David. That makes him to be as Jewish as any Jew could be. If you hate Jews, you hate God, and you will wind up in hell. That is love, brethren. That is anything but hate speak. That is speaking the simple truth in love. Now, let's look, starting at the very basics, about this term Zionism and anti-Zionism. There is one true God and a world full of false gods. There are believers and there are non-believers and are heathen. There is the true Christ, the only true Messiah, and a world full of antichrists. People must choose to diligently seek after God according to true knowledge of the Word of God. Otherwise, by design or default, they choose to reject the one true God in their strong delusions and deceptions. That is very simply how it is for rational beings who are capable of rationalizing anything. There is a true Zionism and many forms of Zionism falsely so-called that are really anti-Zionism. The fact that Satan has surrounded this term Zionist and or Zionism with such overwhelming confusion should let believers know how important it is to seek an understanding of true or biblical Zionism. Israel is God's family name. After wrestling with God, Jacob was born again to become Israel, and he never walked the same. Israel means the born-again people of God. The one true God identified himself to the world by his great and holy name Israel. God got this great and holy name Israel and identified himself with his people, and his people identify with him by this name Israel. The only true God is the God of Israel. Any God who cannot prove he is the God who led his people Israel out of their bondage cannot be the true God. The Lord Jesus Christ is that I am, that God of Israel, that same God of Abraham and Isaac, the same God who told Moses to tell his people Israel, I am that I am. Tell them, I am, hath sent thee. The Lord Jesus Christ is that true Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the Holy One of Israel, the same I am who gave Torah to Moses, the same one who wrote with his finger in stone his Ten Commandments and was sacrificed, buried, and resurrected from the death he suffered in Zion. Believers in the true Messiah are therefore Zionists by definition. And those who are Antichrist are anti-Zionists by definition. The Messiah paid the price of redemption with his own blood as the Lamb of God of whom Abraham prophesied by being sacrificed for his people in Zion on Wednesday. Yes, on Wednesday at even Passover on Nisan 14 in 30 AD. The Messiah was buried in a tomb in Zion, from which 3 days and three nights later he was resurrected in Zion on Saturday. Yes, on Saturday, the Sabbath, Nisan 17 in 30 AD. The resurrection of the Messiah from that death and burial in Zion is the most irrefutable fact of all history. The Messiah ascended up from the Mount of Olives in Zion 40 days after his resurrection from that tomb in Zion. Believers with the faith of Abraham know that Messiah is soon coming to Zion. Believers, therefore, whether they be Jews or Christians, are by biblical definition Zionists, because their faith has Zion and the Temple Mount of Messiah in Zion as their destiny for the Sabbath millennial reign of Messiah in Zion. The ultimate punishment of Israel for disobedience was being scattered among the nations. Believers know that the Jews will be regathered to the land of Israel just before the return of the Messiah. Real Jews and real Christians know this. Solomon's prayer of dedication made clear that the door to the temple of God in Zion was never intended to be closed to the foreigner who wished to serve the Lord. Find that in 1 Kings chapter 8, about verse 41 through 43. There are those who say they are Jews and are not. We know that. They are of the synagogue of Satan, which Revelation chapter 2 tells us had a connection with Smyrna. And it's interesting, that's where Sabbate Zeve came from, Smyrna. But we know that there are those who say they are Jews and are not. There are those who say they are Christians and are not. Do you know that? You better know that. There are those who say they are Christians and are not. One of the best tests of if one is a real Jew or a real Christian is if they would identify themselves as Zionists. Isaiah 44, 5 and 6. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Yes, that's the privilege we have, to surname ourselves with God's family name, to surname ourselves with the name Israel, to be true Zionists. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Yes, Yeshua HaMashiach is the same Aleph Tav in the middle of Genesis 1:1, the same Alpha and Omega of the Revelation. Those who do not regard the true God are invariably identified as being anti-Zionists. Anti-Zionists will sooner or later be identified as followers of the Antichrist in the strong delusion he will lead. It really is as simple as that. However, there's a great deal of confusion regarding this term Zionist. In these days of strong delusion, it should be recognized that there is a satanic counterfeit for almost anything which God would establish as right or good. There's a true and right form of Zionism, there's a good and right form of Zionism, and that is biblical. Believers, Christian or Jewish, in these last days, of necessity, are Zionists. There is a God-ordained or biblical form of Zionism, which is good, and we should also understand that there are some antichrist and even outright satanic forms of Zionism. God is not the author of confusion. Today, anyone claiming to be a Christian who is not a Zionist is probably not a real Christian. What makes a real Christian? That's a good question. What makes a real Christian? A real Christian is justified by faith, real faith. Real faith is a determination to do what God said just because God said so. Like it or not, understand it or not, they are determined to do what God said just because God said so. Now, the Jew would call that being observant. The rest of what is called faith really is phony baloney. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. And it was his finger writing them in stone to give them to Moses. Yeshua HaMashiach, the same one who spoke to Moses and was in that pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, who told Moses to tell the people of Israel, the people chosen by God, the born-again ones, I am that I am. Tell them, I am hath sent thee. In these last days, there is an essential need to understand God's definitions of Israel and Zion and or Zionism. Let's first look at anti-Zionism, which is anti-Christ and or anti-Torah. Anti-Zionism is a term used to describe many different political and religious ideologies, all of which are anti-Christ. Some forms of anti-Zionism are very popular in this Antichrist and or anti-Torah world today. Anti-Zionist positions have in common some form of opposition to Zionism, but their diversity in terms of motivation and expression is so great that anti-Zionism cannot be seen as a single phenomenon. You can't see it as just a single phenomenon. You'll get confused on that one every time if you try and look at it like that. Anti-Zionism is often characterized by opposition to the existence of the State of Israel as a Jewish state. G.W. Bush and the proponents of the so-called roadmap, for instance, are anti-Zionist because they advocate forming two nations which now comprise the territories of the State of Israel. As a result of the Six-Day War, in which Israel was attacked by Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, Israel expanded the territory of the State of Israel to include the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the Sinai. In the Camp David Accords, Israel returned the Sinai to Egypt as terms of that peace treaty. With nothing to gain and everything to lose, the Peres government under Ariel Sharon literally gave up the Gaza Strip, thereby establishing, just 60 minutes from Tel Aviv, the largest Islamic terrorist base in the Arab world. Other anti-Zionists, such as some Palestinian militant groups, call for the total elimination by any and all means of Jewish presence in Palestine, which includes the territories of the State of Israel. Before the Six-Day War of 1967, opposition to the existence of Israel was largely confined to the Arab world. The Soviet Union and its allies took a very negative stance on Israel and on Zionism. And since the 1970s, however, opposition to Israel and Israel controlling the West Bank and the Gaza Strip has led to mounting criticism of Israel, which in turn has fueled the growth of anti-Zionism. Anti-Zionism essentially says that only Israel, of all the countries in the world, does not have the right to exist. Anti-Zionism would have the conviction that the determination of what constitutes Israel's secure and defensible borders should not be made by the Israeli people. Both Zionism and anti-Zionism have been accused of being a form of racism. While anti-Zionism could often be found to be a form of racism, to call Zionism a form of racism is absurd. The UN General Assembly Resolution 3373 actually said Zionism was racism. The obvious absurdity of equating Zionism with racism was very strong proof of the racism of anti-Zionism. That UN Resolution 3373 proved to be such an embarrassment that even the religiously racist Islamic Arabs had to go along with the passage of UN Resolution 4686 rescinding such absurdity. Resolution 3373 had only made obvious the religious racist reality of the demonic Antichrist religion of Islam. However, it's true, verifiable history, that at one time the UN did have Resolution 3373, which actually said Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination. Direct quote right out of that resolution. The conventional definition of anti-Semitism means hostility toward Jews as a religious or racial minority. It's often accompanied by social, political, or economic discrimination. Some modern dictionaries give controversial second and third definitions of anti-Semitism, defining the word as opposition to Zionism and sympathy for the opponents of Israel. Muslim anti-Zionism opposes the State of Israel as an intrusion into their domain. Islamic militant groups, as well as the government of Iran, insist that the State of Israel is illegitimate and refuses to refer to Israel, instead calling Israel the Zionist entity. Other states, such as Saudi Arabia and Syria, do not formally recognize Israel. Egypt had to recognize Israel in order to get the return of the Sinai, which Egypt lost to Israel in the 1967 war. Repressive dictatorships, such as are in Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Egypt, are interested in this continuous fight against Israel to divert public anger and maintain control. Israel's destruction would really be a great long-term problem for Syria and Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Israel, to such repressive dictatorships, is very, very useful in oppressing and controlling and blinding the people controlled by such means of Islamic religious racism. At the same time, Israel is hated by those dictators because of how the relative freedom in Israel shows the repression within Syria, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt and other Muslim countries. While Zionism is based in part upon the biblical basis linking the Jewish people to the land of Israel, the modern movement was originally secular. Modern Zionism began largely as a response to rampant anti-Semitism in Europe and many parts of the Muslim world during the 19th century. After the Holocaust had destroyed Jewish society in Europe, the Zionist movement led to the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Since the founding of the State of Israel, the term Zionism is generally considered to mean support for Israel. However, a variety of different and sometimes competing ideologies that support Israel fit under that general category of Zionism, such as revisionist Zionism and labor Zionism. Biblical Zionism, which recognizes the connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel, is good and right. And while such things as revisionist Zionism and or labor Zionism is an antichrist, anti-Torah counterfeit of the real good and God-ordained form of Zionism. And this causes great confusion among very well-intentioned people who are deceived by such confusion. God is not the author of confusion, brethren. Very often, the label Zionist is used to improperly mean Jews in general by those who would simply like to hide their anti-Semitism. Any Jew today who could make Aliyah without fraud really could not be said to be Torah observant in the literal terms of the Torah. Torah observant Jews today, according to the Torah, are required to return to build the land of Israel to restore Jewish spiritual attachment to the land. And that makes it all the more astonishing how anything like what they call disengagement from the land and the delegitimization of the Jewish state's most dedicated pioneers could happen, as we have been and are now witnessing. Biblically, the Jewish state represents the physical embodiment of a process of redemption and the coming of the Messiah. Biblically, Christian or Jewish orthodoxy would see it the same way. I say, brethren, again, biblically, Christian or Jewish orthodoxy would see it the same way. Biblically, the Jewish state represents the physical embodiment of a process of redemption and the coming of the Messiah. Biblically, brethren, the Christian and the Jew, if they're orthodox and if they're real, would see it exactly the same way. You're going to hear this from Rabbi Antelman in just a little bit. Yet the sad reality is that Israel has never been more spiritually and morally broken. The malice directed against the religious Zionists of the Torah observant settler population by Israel's government and media is incredible. Those who were doing the required good deed of the Torah, the mitzvot of the Torah, to settle and build the land of Israel have been labeled as fanatics, hoodlums, extremists, and criminals by the Israeli government and the media. What makes the Torah observant Jew a criminal for building the land and makes good guys of the Islamic terrorists who are sworn to annihilate Israel? How does anyone figure that one? Hamas unconditionally rejects any acceptance of Israel's right to exist. How can the government and media of Israel even think of unilaterally enlarging the international Islamic terrorist base, which Gaza obviously has become? Even the IDF chief of staff, Dan Hollitz, confesses that disengagement of Gaza establishes just 60 minutes from Tel Aviv, the largest terrorist base in the Arab world. Further unilateral disengagement will destroy Israel, which is the goal of the anti-Zionists, you see. That is the goal, to destroy the state of Israel. That is the goal of the global Satanists. That is the goal of the Antichrist global sickness to destroy Israel. And they hope to accomplish it by unilateral disengagement. Absurd. Why did the people of Israel put up with it? Yes, the roadmap is not the roadmap of peace and security, but rather the roadmap to sudden destruction. Not just in Israel, but this time the entire world. For those who know the Word of God, Gaza was the last step God would allow before the next planned step of the anti-Zionists would cause the fury of God Almighty to come up in His face. It is only the hatred of the labor Zionists who are anti-Zionists against the real true Zionists, the Torah observant settlers, that could have allowed such insanity as the Gaza disengagement. And don't you know, they were pressured by George W. Bush. The labor Zionist movement has always been devoutly anti-Zionist, secular, even atheistic, contemptuous and hostile to real Zionist Jewish beliefs and values and practices. The labor Zionists of Israel are part of the New World Order of the Antichrist, Anti-Torah, Global Satanist by design or by default. The next step of the anti-Zionists or Global Satanists, if you prefer, is to further disengage and to give the land of the Zionists, the mountains of Israel, to the Islamic terrorists. And brethren, that will bring the fury of God Almighty upon the whole earth. Brethren, if anyone were to consider any book today other than the King James Version Holy Bible to understand the situation which will soon explode in the worldwide strategic nuclear war, read Barry Shamish's latest book, Shabbate Zevi, Labor Zionism and the Coming Holocaust. It is a sign, brethren, listen to this, it's a sign of a dysfunctional mind to blame 4,000 years of Jew hate on a 57-year-old state. And it's also a sign of a dysfunctional mind to call Hamas a political entity. Calling Hamas a terrorist organization is true, but not the whole truth. Hamas is also an Islamic religious organization. I'm going to say it again. Hamas is also an Islamic religious organization. Do not forget that any more than you might forget that Osama bin Laden is a Muslim religious leader. Yes, they are terrorists. But never forget that they are also some of the top and most highly esteemed Islamic religious leaders. The religion of Islam is a religion to kill the people of the book, which means Zionists, which means real Jews and real Christians. If you're a real Jew, you're a Zionist. If you're a real Christian, you're a Zionist. And if you're not a Zionist, you better shake yourself because you're in some form of strong delusion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.